Long Talk Radio.
Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, RYMM, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. This is your host, Bishop E.T. Bird, along with Pastor Peaches and the congregation. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that tuned in radio land and those that are here in the sanctuary. Hallelujah. It's a good thing to, hallelujah, to praise the Lord. It's a good thing to wake up in the morning. I mean, don't you feel good when you wake up in the morning? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Especially from talking to my radio listeners who are retired, and they don't have to get up until they finish sleeping. But it's so glad that they get up. Is that right? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We praise the Lord today.
Glory,
this is a wonderful day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. Tell me it's a festival of weeks. Hallelujah. 7 weeks in a day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord. Hallelujah. Say, look here. I'm leaving. But I'm going to send you a comforter. Jesus. Hallelujah. So we thank God for that. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's done for us already. And before I go on any further, I need to ask Pastor Peaches. Something, Pastor Peaches.
Yes.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to ask you. I'm asking for the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. Probably.
All righty. Hallelujah. Happy Pentecost Sunday to everybody. Hallelujah. I was saying my dad, every day is Sunday, Pentecost. Hallelujah. We got the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Take out your Bibles. Take out your composition notebooks, your highlighters, your pencils, your paper. Hallelujah. Be ready for the Word of God and write down, hallelujah, scriptures. We're in a new month. So, hallelujah. Remark your calendars for Tuesday night, Bible study, Wednesday night, service, the second Friday of the month, men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. And we have an interesting topic this Friday night. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The fourth Sunday of the month. Hallelujah. Our guest speaker this month will be Pastor Jason Roseboro and his congregation. And afterwards, we'll be serving dinner. Hallelujah. And don't forget to visit the website, rymmi.org. And there's also a way to donate if you like. Hallelujah. And we also have a GoFundMe page that is up. You can go to Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Hallelujah. And if you have trouble finding, just send me a text or call me after the service is over and give me your email, and I'll share it with you, and I'll send the link right to you. Hallelujah. Don't forget, bring your pennies so we can, we're still donating, helping to assist building the hospital in Uganda. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I believe that's all, Pastor. Don't forget, morning worship every morning. Hallelujah. Start your morning off with Jesus. And we really have a good time in the morning, y'all. We really do. Hallelujah. Start your morning off praising God.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for that. And you know, people say, what do you have a GoFundMe page for? Well, we have a GoFundMe page for our building fund.
Yes.
And see, we actually, on this coming Thursday, we will be going to look at the building.
Amen.
So we're going to be looking at the building in the afternoon, Thursday afternoon. And you know, and God told us to believe for it. He didn't say
amen. To
pay for it. We got it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You got it. Hallelujah. So God led us to set up a GoFundMe page for the building fund.
Yes, yes.
Because God says, look here. What you're doing now is nice. But babies, you ain't got enough room. Hallelujah. And you want to do the school, and you want to do daycare, and you want to do, hallelujah, you want to do so much more around metropolitan Baltimore area that right now no other church is doing it. But we know. Because the bottom line is that You don't have to stand on the rooftop and shout what you're doing. Just do it in secret, and God will reward you openly. And so there are a lot of churches that are doing what we want to do and praise the Lord. You want to find out some more of what we want to do? You can go to our website, which is rymmi.org, or you can actually go to the GoFundMe page, which is, what is that? GoFundMe.com, and then you put in Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, and it'll take you right to our page. And if you want to donate $1 or $1,000, it's okay. You want to donate one penny or $1 million, it's okay. No matter. Your seed you sow is the crop you grow.
Amen.
And so you can sow a little seed, and you can get a little crop, but you're still going to get a crop. But you sow a big seed, you're going to get a big crop.
Amen.
But the hallelujah, we thank God for the opportunity and the doors that he's opening up to us. And we have another engagement this month. Hallelujah. Or we'll be going out. We'll tell you more about that as the week progress, as the services progress. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all of you today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We praise the name of the Lord. And you know what? I want to share this with you. That many years ago, when I was a heathen, when I wasn't even thinking about church, I didn't have my mind on godly things. Somebody went down on their knees. Somebody looked up towards heaven.
Thank you, God.
And they called out my name.
Thank you,
Father. I can hear him right now saying, "Hey, Lord, put that knucklehead, hallelujah, bless that heathen, Lord. Save him, because he needs to be saved."
Yeah.
So enough, Lord. Knock him down if you have to, but pick him up again, Lord. Hallelujah. But save him, Lord. So somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. So right now, we're going to play selection in the background, and we begin to put people's names into the atmosphere of blessings. Because when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah, glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you now. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Green. Hallelujah. Sister Grant. Sarah Bray.
Hallelujah. Let's praise you. The new friend. Miss Margaret. Alvin. Sam. Sam Buckner. Paul Bruce. Harry Birch. Kim Butler, Elisa Bird, Archie Bird, Darcy Bird, Jeffrey, Tayvon, Hallelujah, Elisa, Manola Carr, Malaya Carr, Donald Carter, Hallelujah, Anton T, Holly Bonita Church, Tina, Charity, Hallelujah, Jerry Cleveland, Cecilia Cole, Marcella Cole, Sandra Cole, Pat Collins, Miss Turner, Hallelujah, Mary Sanchez, Antonio and Dexter, Hallelujah, Daniel Curtis, Danielle Curtis, Elijah, Thomas Curtis, Dr. Cynthia, Sheila Davis, Miss Vincent, Hallelujah, Lisa, Mr. Browning, Hallelujah, Vincent Brown, Luella Bronco, Pastor Brunson, Hallelujah, Earl Jr., Hallelujah, Trayvon, Randy Russell, Elaine Rose, Julie Warren, Harry Walker, Hallelujah, Martin Hayes, Karen Ripley, Denise Wiggins, Brendan Williams, Sheriff, Ruth Sheila, Hallelujah, Sheriff, Sam, Carla Willie, Sheila Ripley, James Worthy, Brendan Wright, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Calling Heath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Miss Sherman. Hallelujah. Terry Spector. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Patterson family.
Hallelujah.
Mr. Ed. Hallelujah. Miss Jessica. Miss Clayton. Hallelujah. 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 Bless your name. Dippy Motor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lorena Johnson. Corey. Antonio. Oh, the whole household. In the name of Jesus. Miss Tia. Miss Kia. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Mr. Chris, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My wife, my mic has died completely.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the names we're able to put up into the atmosphere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's always somebody you can stand in proxy for. Hallelujah. We always know someone is saying, hey, keep my family in prayer. Keep me in prayer. We always say, if you are a driver in Baltimore City, please, forget being a driver, just living in Baltimore City. You know of some situations that you need to put up before the Lord. Hallelujah. Situation is, you may see something next door. Oh, they need prayer. If you may not even know their name, just say, Lord, my next door neighbor. Hallelujah. While you're driving, you may, Lord, that driver.
Yes.
Lord God, traveling mercies for that driver and
yes.
That driver.
Amen.
I see three people walking across the street or down the street, watching it, looking at their cell phone, not even knowing where they're going. Say, Lord, touch that person. Watch over that person. That person needs your protection because they aren't watching where they're going.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is able, hallelujah, to do exceeding abundantly above. All we can ask or think. Hallelujah. And you may never know people that you're standing in proxy for, they may never, ever come back to you and say, hey, God protected me. God blessed me. God, but just know that God is doing the work, even when we don't see it.
Yeah.
even when we don't see it. Because we have faith that when we put these situations before the Lord, God is handling them. He is taking care of them. Hallelujah. When you send your children out to school and you're trusting in their doing, they're supposed to be, at the end of the semester, they're bringing home the grades to prove, hey, I was doing what I was supposed to. You aren't there to watch them. Hallelujah. You aren't there to see them, hey. But you get a report card back. Say, oh, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When you go to work and you at the end of that week or 2 weeks, you get a paycheck. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I feel
you.
Like these world watches or what's his name? Gene Autry.
Hallelujah.
I'm back in the saddle again. The mic's working, God bless
Hallelujah.
You. At this time,
we're
going to play a selection, and after that selection, the next voice you hear will be a ministry gift from the Almighty God
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Otherwise known as Pastor Teaching Spirit.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He is one. Come on, everybody, to the Lord. Salvation and glory. I dare you to sing it. Honor and power. Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, He's wonderful. Yes, He is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God. He is wonderful. Where the alto? Come on, alto. All praises. To the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. It is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. My mouth with a bridle while the wicked is before me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you can get provoked. Ooh. If you work with children, if you work with the public, if you work with anybody, if you're in any situation where there's more than one person. Oh, my gosh. Some things can come out somebody's mouth, and you can't smack them, and you can't shoot them. But what do you have at your access? Your tongue. And James said it's a small member. Oh, my God. It can set on some worlds of fire, though, can it? And in the Message Bible, it says, I'm determined to watch steps and tongue so that they don't land me in trouble. I will watch my words as long as the wicked is in the room.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Sometimes we just need to, sometimes, you know how to say, bite your tongue.
Yeah.
If you can't do it, I believe that figuratively speaking, but sometimes, you know, you may have to literally bite your tongue so you don't bring out your mouth the wrong thing.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because people can also bring it back to you and your words and use your words against you.
Yes.
You don't know what to say? Keep your mouth shut.
Yes.
My mother used to say, if you don't have nothing nice to say about nobody, don't say nothing at all.
Right.
But sometimes you can say, sometimes you can get so provoked. But you know what? Even when those feelings come, submit those feelings to the Lord.
Yes.
Because once those words go out of your mouth, you can't pull them back out the air. They're already gone into someone's ear, and some words can hit a person's heart so that it just breaks their heart. Husband and wife, you can't unbreak a heart. I tell you, you will be trying forever to make up to that companion. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Oh, but they heard it. It's in their mind. And for years, that's going to come up and over, and the enemy will go over and they'll bring it over and over and over again. You have to submit things to the Lord. When things come against you that hurt, you have to say, every time it happens, submit it to the Lord. God, I submit it to you. Remove that, Lord, from my mind. Hallelujah. Heal my heart, Lord. From the words that from the wounds that those words have taken in the name of Jesus. And sometimes we don't mean it, but at that time you were emotional and you just had to say it.
Right.
I just had to say it.
Yeah.
And sometimes somebody can be laying you out and you want to get back at them for as much as they are getting at you. And the enemy will bring some things from way, way, way downtown.
Yes.
But you know what? And the things that's coming to your mind, they can be true. They can be for real. But it doesn't have to be said.
That's right.
It doesn't have to be said.
Watch your mind.
That person know the dirt that they have done.
Yes.
But now they're saved. You don't have to bring up ugly, nasty things that they used to. Oh, huh? I mean, are you trying? Oh, you think you're too good for me now? You think that? Oh, I remember when you blah 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 blah. They remember it too. But it's under the blood. Jesus don't even remember it anymore. Jesus don't even remember anymore. So what gives you the right to bring it up to them? Because believe you me, everybody done did some dirt. We everybody just don't know about it.
Yes.
There's some things that you've done, you just don't think nobody know about it, but somebody can peep your card too.
Yes.
So therefore, don't try to beat nobody else's dirty mail.
Yes.
Don't try to bring it up to them.
Right.
Let everything that come out of your mouth be edifying. Let it be edifying.
Yes.
And let it be a blessing to everybody that's hearing it. Yes, let it be a blessing. Today, and you know what? And you're going to bless that person too. Because that person that's laying you out, they know what you can bring it up. They know what you can say. You know, but when you don't, it's going to bless them later on.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And how much more it's going to even strengthen them in their Christian walk. Because they know what they did. Hallelujah. Because believe you me, the enemy brings up to us in our minds the stuff that we did and all. And but God doesn't do it. And we are supposed to be examples of Christ.
Yes.
And you're going to be an example of Christianity to that person that's laying you out that you could say some things to.
Okay.
And they say, oh, wow, wow. I I wish I could be like him, because I was saying some nasty things to her or to him, and they didn't say nothing nasty back to me. And you may even cause that person to repent. Hallelujah. The saints of God, hallelujah, let's watch what we say.
Yes.
If we want beautiful worlds, we need to remember, look, what would Jesus do in a situation? If it's not something that Jesus would say, don't you say it either. If it's something that he says, then you say it. But if he's not touching it, don't you touch it. And so many times we say, Lord, I forgive them. I forgive them, Lord. I forgive them. Hallelujah. And don't you know God will bless you? Don't be afraid to be called a wuss, a punk, or whatever people call adults. I know what they call children. It's like, huh, you weak, you this, yo, you been whipped, you this, or that, or whatever. And you soft, you scared, you the chicken. You a chicken. Because you could have told them off. No, I could have told them off, but would that have been pleasing to my Father?
Yes.
Would that have been pleasing to the Lord?
Yes.
What glory would that have brought to Jesus? Because believe you me, the person that you're saying it to, believe you me, y'all, they're not going to be the only ones to hear. Believe you me, you saying something nice or you saying something evil. The person you're saying it to is not going to be the only one. They may even be the only ones you see around. They will not be the only ones to hear. Believe you me. And I'll never forget, and I don't know who all was around me when I was witnessing to someone. This was many years ago. And the young lady, I was witnessing to someone in high school about Jesus. And the young lady, years later, she said, you're the one. And I said, the one what? I didn't know what she was going to say. She said, I overheard you witnessed to someone in the auditorium one day about Jesus. And I told myself I was going to give this Jesus another chance. I was going to give this Jesus a try. And the girl got saved. She gave her heart to the Lord. She wasn't even a co-worker. She wasn't even a peer of mine. She was in school, but she was in a higher grade than me. I never had a conversation with the girl. So we never know who's going to hear us. But people are going to be affected by the words that come out of our mouths, whether we know it or not, whether we see them or not, whether they are friends of ours or not. Hallelujah. The seed you sow is the crop you grow. But who else is going to benefit from this crop, or be the victim, or the benefit, or benefit from the crop that we're going to growing and all this from words that come out of our mouths? Hallelujah. Saints of God, just be determined in your heart that you are going to, that everything that God, everything that comes out of our mouth, we want to be a picture and a mirror of Jesus Christ. We want Jesus to be blessed. We want his saints to be blessed. We want to be a picture of righteousness. Hallelujah. We want God to see, and we want him to be proud of what comes out of our mouths.
Yeah.
Even when we are playing, we have to even watch how we joke.
Yeah.
Joke in truth. Don't just saying in untruth or in lies. Hallelujah. You can find things that's funny that's but still the truth versus the untruth.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Back to you, Bishop.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Call your name. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus said, because let God be true and every man be a lie. If it's against the word of God, if your mama, your daddy, your grandmama, your grandpapa, your husband, your wife, if they say something in hallelujah that's not in the word of God, don't you be following that kind of stuff.
That's right.
Hallelujah. God will give you a way out of that situation. Hallelujah. That's why Job ignored his wife. His wife said, curse God and die. Did he do that?
No.
No, of course he didn't. He didn't know what he got. He got more than what he had before before stuff hit the fan.
Amen.
He got double for his trouble.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they tell me the wife got double for her trouble, too. Because she had to bear 10 more children. Jesus. Had 10 to begin. And said, oh, I'm going to fix you. You're going to bear 10 more for this man. Hallelujah. Now, you think of 20 children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, I'm going to leave that alone.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Leave that alone. Because that troubles me just thinking about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, Pastor Peaches, the pastor's corner was awesome today. Thank you, Lord. And now we have something else that we want to do right now.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We're going to have Holy Communion. Because this is a great day. In fact, before we do Holy Communion, there are two scriptures I want you to go to. Somebody go to scripture number one. That's Acts 1 and 8. And then someone else go to Acts 2, maybe 1 through 4, something like that. Now, when you get there, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead and read.
But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
Now, let me just share this with you, y'all. Jerusalem was where they were. So you're going to be a witness right where you are, in your home, your community, your city, in your state, then your country, then the rest of the world. Go ahead now. Somebody got that other scripture? Acts chapter 2, I think it's verse 1 through 4, but no. If you just start reading, I'll let you know when it's time. All right, go ahead.
One day of Pentecost had fully come. They were all with one accord in one place.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Mm-hmm.
And then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. The crowd responded. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under the heaven. And when this sound occurred, and a multitude came together and was confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, look, are not all these who speak Galilean? And how it is that we hear each in our own language in which we were born. Parthians, and Maddie McGee and Ellie Wright, and Bo Dwelling and Maxwell Kane, Julia and
Cappadocia,
Pontus and Asia.
Go ahead and read some more.
Pygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya, Algeria, Cyrene, visits from Rome, both Jews and proselytes.
Read some more.
Christians and Arabs, we hear them speaking in old tongues. The wonderful works of God.
Go ahead.
So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others mocking, saying, they are full of new wine, Peter saying. But Peter standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea, and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and heed my words.
Come on now.
For these are not drunk, and you are supposed that in it's only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel.
Come on now.
And it shall come to pass.
Come on now.
In the last day,
yes,
I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Yes.
The young and the sons of your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days.
Come on,
and they shall prophesy.
Yes.
I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath. Blood and fire and vapor of smoke.
Come on now.
The sun shall be turned into darkness. And the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever comes on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yes, hallelujah.
Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you, by miracles, wonders, and signs of which God did through him in the midst of you yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God has raised, having loosed the pains of death.
Hallelujah.
Because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken.
Praise God.
Therefore, my heart rejoiced, and my tongue be glad. Moreover, my flesh also will rest in hope.
Hallelujah.
For you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption.
Hallelujah.
You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and in his tomb is with us to us this day.
Now, well, you can stop there. That was the first sermon post-cross. Hallelujah. That was, hallelujah, Pentecost. 50 days after Jesus said, look here, I'm going. I'm gone. Look, y'all. I'm gone.
Out of here.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you know what? Hallelujah. The first fruit of the church, 3,000 souls got added to the church on that day.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And God has been calling Jews and Gentiles, everybody,
Amen.
Ever since then.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. I just needed to just share that with you because they're going. Somebody said, "Well, you didn't talk about Pentecost Sunday. This Pentecost Sunday." And traditionally, every preacher, every pulpit, they will get up and talk about Pentecost Sunday, and I have no problem with that, and that's all right. But see, I thank God for Pentecost every day.
Amen. Thank you.
I thank God, hallelujah, for Holy Communion,
Amen.
Which is a confirmation meal
hallelujah.
Of the completed work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do right now.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do Holy Communion. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Holy Communion is a meal that heals.
Hallelujah.
It's a meal that gives life,
hallelujah.
Preserves life, revives life. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
For Holy Communion on today. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Hallelujah.
This meal, again, is a confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Because you can go over to the country, the
Hallelujah.
Middle East now, and you could go looking for where Buddha was buried, and you'll find it. And his bones of dust are still over there.
Hallelujah.
You could go and find where Muhammad was buried and still there. Confucius, you go over to, I guess, China or wherever, and you can find his grave, and he's still there. But when you go and look for my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, glory to God. I wouldn't put past God saying to you, letting the angels say, look here, why are you coming in here? He is here. Grandma said that. He is here. He has arisen. Like he said. Hallelujah. This is a meal that heals. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23 to 30.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We ask that you anoint it, bless it, sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the text today, it says to examine yourselves. And we do just that. And every time we were set for Holy Communion, since we were a little child, we thought about asking God to forgive us of our sins.
Hallelujah.
But see, if you look at the scripture, it says, rightly discern or be analyze or discover or understand what the body and blood has done. That's what God is trying to share with you. But it's okay to ask God to forgive you. And the number one covenant name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Almighty God in Jesus' name, is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, not even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Now, y'all need to understand the significance of the forgiving power of Almighty God through Jesus. While he was hanging on the cross, while blood was coming out of him, he looked towards heaven. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Hallelujah. That was over 2,000 years ago. This is glory to God. Before we were even thought of, our great, 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 great grandparents were even thought of. So this is such a significant meal. It's the confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we comprehend. We fully understand. Hallelujah. What the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done to us. The word of the Lord helps us do that. You hear me quote this scripture all the time when we do a Holy Communion, perform Holy Communion. But see, it's necessary because it's going to get in your heart, and then you're going to know the scripture too. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions, the Lord. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with your stripes, we were healed. And if we were healed, we are healed. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Now your word says, Lord, he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion with him because we rightly deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Hallelujah. Psalms 118:17 says, I will not die. You will not die, but declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God said, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth,
amen,
you shall perform it.
Amen.
In Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper, which was said. So we thank you for your word on today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. On the same night, it was the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed. He took the bread. Hallelujah. And when you give it thanks, and we thank you, dear Lord, we declare that this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this and remember to me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for our healing, O God. Already. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Your word says in 2 Luke 4:18 and Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the segmentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank the Lord for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, O God. We bless your name for our healing already. Glorify your name, Lord. We glorify your name, O Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing, Lord. Somebody needs to thank you. We thank you, Lord, for our healing. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for our healing right now, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing from the top of our heads to the toes of our feet. From inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural, creative miracles all over the world right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 12, chapter 1, thank you, Holy Ghost. Verses 12 and 13. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 said, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Father God, on the same night, in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you again, Lord, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, bless your name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your blood. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 and verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. God, you so. God, you so. God, you say, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins. Our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship, and as we pray. The blood of Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and the Spirit of life and the church, right? We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already unclothed to God. Already, hallelujah. Decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call on the fire of heaven and every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every vexing in Jesus' name. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to nil, makes to nil effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion. We remember you. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We thank you, Lord, for the confirmation meal of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That we are the recipients of the blessings of Almighty God in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that we are the recipients of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the confirmation meal of the, hallelujah, the blessings of the Abrahamic covenant. We thank you, Lord, this is a confirmation meal. That we no longer stand on holy ground. We are holy ground. Blessed with a price. Shakara de Boyana Boyana. We are the Ark of the Covenant, close call. So Lord, thank you, Lord. Because who we are, and whose we are, and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family, extended family, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings the first chapter, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Romans chapter 8 verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom it seems. We know who we are for God's perspective, and not intimidating is right. We are kingdom citizens. We are five-fold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry that helps. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are perfect. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful. in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion of today. Now to him who is able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the Lord.
He's there, though. Hallelujah. Yes, you are. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, you are.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for another day.
Amen. Yes, we do.
And I just want to ask, not just Pastor Peaches, I want to ask the congregation a question, and Pastor Peter, you probably know the answer, so I just want you to turn around and look and see whose hand goes up first, okay? Uh-huh. I have shared with you on several occasions the five levels of knowledge. What are the five levels of knowledge? Now look around at
you.
Okay, go ahead. Deacon AJ, go ahead.
Mike here.
Yes, go ahead.
That is learned knowledge, revealed knowledge, activity knowledge, modeling knowledge, and preaching.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah. You know, I think some folks is learning something up in the church. Hallelujah. Somebody learning something up in the
king.
Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't it good to come to church and to learn of the Lord? Amen. You know, you said something a minute ago, and nobody caught on what you said. You know what you said?
What was that?
Praise the Lord.
He's
evil!
Jesus is
evil! Yeah, that was a tie that time.
That's right.
See, that's how I know we got a whole bunch of Holy Ghost filled folk up in here.
Glory, glory, glory.
Because everybody's filled with the Holy Ghost. Can you say that?
Hallelujah.
Hello?
Thank you, Jesus.
Only by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost can you say Jesus is Lord.
Amen.
He got a house full of folk.
Hallelujah.
All fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, Pastor Peter, it's good. What time is it? Hallelujah.
Well, it's time for the word.
It's time for the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's a what?
21. Time for the word, Pastor.
The word is Jesus is Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, he is.
The Holy Ghost came.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
And guess what?
Thank you, Jesus.
He's still here.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know how I know he's still here?
Thank you, Jesus.
Because he's with me. Now, if you act like he's in you, and he don't already say he's the Lord, but well, I know he's in you.
Oh, yeah.
Because the devil can say that you can only make God say.
Amen.
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 But he would get very angry at his minions.
Hallelujah.
It's 4:20 yet.
Hallelujah.
And the PM. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're not going to do today's message. We're going to do another message.
Hallelujah.
We were, you know, about 25, 30, 40 years ago, an industry started. And it started out very small. And it got so large that it's now a billion-dollar industry. You know what that industry is?
No, what is it?
The recycling industry.
Oh.
They started off recycling aluminum and cans. And then now they almost recycle everything. Think of it, they're probably going to recycle it and make it into somebody. But see, they really did not originate that. Because the real recycler.
Oh, yeah. Go
ahead,
man.
We're on a cross.
Yes, hallelujah.
For us.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
He was hung up for all.
Oh, yeah.
Our
hang up. Hallelujah.
Every sin that we could even think to commit.
Yes.
He was hung up there for that.
Yes.
He took some of the sins of the world.
Oh, all the sins of the world.
He took some of our sins.
All the sins of the world. Thank you, Jesus.
And they were nailed up to the cross.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
They thought they got rid of him. They took him in the grave.
Oh.
And the devil and his minions started clapping on the first thing. And look at him. Hallelujah. He's dead. Ha, 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 ha. They were laughing, having party time in hell. Two days went by. He was still there. The third day came. And the devil and the demons were having a party time, popping champagne bottles, and doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And devil was over there, and looked at the dead body of Jesus and said,
Hallelujah.
You are still dead.
Yes.
And Jesus stood up. We're over to the devil and say, I'll take those keys of death and hell. He went over to Abraham's bosom, and he preached to the saints down there. And then he led captivity captive. He took them on to glory. Put on one of our shots.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Shout out to one another.
Hallelujah.
And now, he said, I'm going to recycle you folks. Yeah, y'all been running from the Romans and from everybody else, and even one of my ace boom cool, whatever you call it, Denied me three times. You know I'm talking about Peter. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then they hung it up there. They were running all around the place.
Glory, glory, glory.
Up there. And then they got up there. And they went and said, well, look here, let's put in this body and do all the stuff we need to do because we didn't get a chance to do everything on the yesterday. And went there, and he was not there. The stone was rolled away. Hallelujah, glory. And the angel of the Lord said, oh, you ain't here. You know, if they had a grandma angel, the grandma angel might have said, he ain't hot. He ain't here because grandma angel might have had no teeth. I don't know. But anyway, hey, he ain't hot. He done left.
Oh,
yeah. He done got up and left. Like he said he will.
Yeah.
Just like he said he will.
Oh, yeah.
Just like he said he would.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And then he said, look here, I'm going to fix these folks. I'm going to change these folks. I'm going to send them a comfort car. Hallelujah. It's going to change them. It's going to make them a new creature. I'm going to recycle them. I know they were heathens.
Hallelujah.
I know they were sinner chapel of fire. I know. They were knuckleheads. But I'm going to change that person. But nobody broke with any good. That one that they kicked to the curb, that person that they said, hallelujah, we'll never be nothing, we'll never amount to anything. I say, hallelujah, that person that they put in Psalm 13, that person that they put in trash can.
Hallelujah.
Jesus went through the trash can.
Oh, yes.
And he looked in there, and he saw Brother Earl in there. He said, look, I know somebody told you to your face that life was over. I got news for you. I'm going to recycle you. I'm going to make you a new creature. All things are passed away, all things have become new. You can't do this on your own. I'm going to send you a comforter, and he's going to give you power. Do the most power. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, power. That's why today, Earl Bird is a tongue-talking Bible, fire-baptized, Holy Ghost filled, servant of the Most High God.
Hallelujah.
I've been recycled, y'all.
Thank you, me too.
Hallelujah. I know I saw other sinners in this cycle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So don't y'all poo-poo the recycler. Don't you ever look down your nose at us, a homeless person going around collecting cans. Because Jesus went around collecting beat up, crushed, used up people. And made something beautiful out of them. Shut out of them. This is not my message that I wanted to share today. I'll share it on Wednesday. But I think it's okay to say I've been recycled. Let me shut out. Y'all that knew our brother when he was a heathen. Y'all knew him when he was a knucklehead. Y'all knew him when he was a backslider, a liar, a thief, and all that other kind of stuff.
Hallelujah.
He ain't around no more.
Glory, glory,
glory. Hallelujah. He's been recycled. Hallelujah. Oh, no, I feel like shouting right now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Hey, Siri.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Play Mighty Moss Call.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Almost it is my journey.
It's job time, y'all. You can recycle. Praise the Lord.
Off the radio, but that's all right. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus is Lord.